Test 77, Section 2, Question 2. Here we want to strengthen the argument. And it says, one of the most distinctive traits of humans is the ability to support a large brain with small gut. So big brain, small gut. Which requires getting more calories from less food. So we got to be good digesters. It was likely the development of cooking that made this possible. So cooking probably did this. After all, our ancestors developed large brains around the time that they began to control fire. So big brains came along with fire. And even today, people who choose to eat only raw foods have difficulty getting enough calories. So if you just have raw foods, you usually don't get enough calories. So basically, the conclusion of this argument is that it's cooking that made possible our big brains. And the evidence is just the two things came along at the same time. Fire came about at the same time as the big brains. So we need something that's going to strengthen the idea that cooking was what led to our big brains. Cooked foods contain the same number of calories as raw foods. That, if anything, would weaken. It doesn't really do anything. Raw meat contains more calories than a similar amount quantity of raw vegetables. We don't really care about the comparison between meat and vegetables. It's just cooked and non. The human body is able to extract a similar number of calories from cooked food and raw food. Again, that would weaken. That's exactly the opposite of what this argument is suggesting. Human body uses more calories to process raw food than it uses to process cooked food. Maybe. And I held on to this saying, well, if it takes more calories, then the net result of cooked food is better. Domesticated plants and animals are richer in calories than their wild counterparts. Yeah, but we don't really care about whether it's domesticated or not, it's cooked or not. And so answer choice D is the one that would strengthen it, because it says that your body actually is going to get higher caloric yield total out of cooked food because it takes less energy to digest it. And so your net result is greater. This is kind of a cool one because there's actually, this is one that there's a lot of support for. It's kind of a fun thing. It makes it so that cooking would be what differentiates us from the animals. And I like that idea because I like food and cooking.